Okay, I just came up with some Tolle-ish words of wisdom here, so let's see if I can remember. It's about acting in the now. Yes, our PO, let's make it POL for now and see. Could be anything. Talking head to. So he's there and he's thinking about this. This is the end of POL. About these challenges and how he has come to the point of understanding that and practically realizing that his only shelter is Radha Krishna, Radha Govindaji, and they decide, so all he can ultimately really do is to chant Hare Krishna. And in his own desires and what he would like to do and get, and then let them handle that and decide. Because that's what he wants. Enough of his own independent, faulty, ignorant, and passionate decisions. So in other words, forget the past, the sleeps, and so on, that the future dream at all. It's in the now that we exist, and we can decide, we can desire, but then when we are devotees, just surrender to Krishna like that, to the Supreme, the destiny that unfolds here to us is then, of course, treated just that way. As for me, Shishirada Govindaji, I've heard, I'm very aware of my dreams and desires, and they decide what to do. And then at every moment, presents me with, well, part of this great adventure and leela that they are playing up before us all, and which is really what this existence is about and is for anyway, right? So I said Tolle-ish. Well, they sometimes speak like that, it's all in the eternal now. But then I thought, I remember when hearing that, that what is the now? Well, it's a presence of life, of conscious living being, like all of us. And the original being, the sun and its rays. And that sun is in India described as Radha Krishna.